Church with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living.
I really don't know very much. I'm here to just say it out loud, in my microphone, in the closet. Kind of came over me today in thinking about all the podcasts I've done in the last few weeks. Wow, I've kind of really been going at it, doing three things really, really well, making one small change, jumping patterns, you know, a lot of kind of high energy stuff that I'm working on in my own life. And I feel like it needs to be said out loud that I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have the answer. I'm just curious. I'm really curious about what it means to be alive in this human experience. And so I guess I'm just willing to look at this prism called our life's experience from many different angles, from as many different angles as possible, because I find it fascinating. And so when I offer this information to you or these suggestions to you, it's really a way of reminding myself. I said to a friend the other night, you know, she asked me how the podcast is going. And I said, you know what? I love it. I love it because I'm learning so much by just standing in front of a microphone and going at a subject and looking at one specific sort of angle of experience from multiple different levels. Right. I look forward to doing this all the time. And they're never planned, by the way. I get this inspiration. And if I'm home, I run upstairs and I plug in my laptop and I just start going. In fact, the other day I was with my mom and we were driving and she asked to listen to my podcast because she hasn't figured out how to open it up on her phone, even though I've done it many, many times, Mom. But anyhow, after one of the podcasts, she asked how I come up with the outline and go through the outline for the podcast. And I said, are you serious? Nothing's planned. I have a general angle that I'm going to be looking at, and then I just let it go. And so this is why I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer for this, but I am willing to look and I am willing to share. So if it's helpful for you to hear how I'm looking at life, then wonderful. Then that makes me really, really happy. And if there's an angle that I'm talking about that doesn't connect with you, then, you know, just fast forward to the next one. Who knows? Who knows? All I know is that I want to wake up and live my life as fully as possible. The highs, the lows, the good, the bad, the connections, the stillness, the activity, the flow state, the joy, the ecstasy, and the disappointment, and the real true sadness in being with somebody in grief. And so I know that in order to be that big, to live that big, as Maya Angelou said once, life is big. Wow, that kind of took me, it stuck with me for years. Life is big. And so I want my systems, my body, mind, breath, nervous systems to be able to hum at the capacity to experience my life from that bigness. And so all the training that I do and all the books that I read and the people I study with and the experiences that I seek are ways to help me expand my system so I can take it all in. There's a great Zen teacher, Charlotte Joko Beck, and she wrote a book, I think it's Everyday Zen. I read it years ago, decades, probably two decades ago. And I remember she talked about the ABCs of practicing meditation, the ABCs of why we would sit for hours and hours and watch our mind. The ABC stands for a bigger container. A bigger container. We practice, we train, we study, we explore so that we can become a bigger container to experience life. That's why I have to tell you, I don't know. I don't have the answer, but I'm seeking and looking and experiencing and exploring ways to become a bigger container. I want to hold life in my system. I want to be able to manipulate and experience and connect with life deeper and deeper levels. We are limitless beings. I think I have so much trust and faith in our limitless potential, in our undefined capacities to be able to go out and innovate and create and explore. I want to make the most of this shot I've got. So to become a bigger container, to train my systems to be able to hum at vibrations that could hear the sounds that dogs hear, right? I mean, that's just an example, right? When you're walking your dog and your dog's looking all over the place, you're like, what are they looking at? What are they smelling? I want my senses to be lit up so I can experience life in its fullness. That's why I do all this. That's what inspires me. I'm not inspired to be right. I'm just inspired to share what's coming through me on a daily basis in the hopes that maybe it taps something in you so that you then check your life out from a different perspective so that you then go and share with somebody else. Because we feed on each other's energies. We entrain with each other. I love this word, entrainment. It simply means that we synchronize with one another. If I'm humming at a higher vibration, if I'm humming in a joyful state and my senses are lit up and I'm like open and available, then that's going to elevate you in some way. And if you are humming at a different speed of curiosity and creativity, then the person that you're with is going to sense your energy. It's like when dogs sense each other or kids, right? Kids can smell insincerity a mile away, right? They know which adults are mean well and don't mean well, or talking a bunch of BS, or truly mean what they say. We all have that capacity. And we hum with each other. We entrain with one another. It's like women, right? Women that spend a lot of time together, like in college, you know, all your friends all menstruated at the same time. It's that same brilliance where we come into each other's systems and we start to synchronize and hum and dance with each other. So what I don't know are specific answers for anybody. What I don't know is what's going to happen in the next moment. My first meditation teacher, Beryl Bender Birch, used to always say, go forward, don't know. Go forward, don't know. Keep moving forward. Don't look back. Keep moving forward, but don't pretend you have the answers because none of us do. And so we can continue to learn from one another. And if I speak to you today in this podcast, great. And if not, just, you know, fast forward and take the next shot. Don't know, but stay curious and continue to look at your life from different perspectives. So in the last few episodes, I've just offered you up some possibilities, some ways to look at life or this prism, this gem, multifaceted gem from different perspectives. I offered you the opportunity to do three things really, really well. All that means is, you know, make a really rock solid meal for yourself, or treat yourself with some self-care, buy yourself some tulips, or, you know, go and finally go knock on your neighbor's door and offer to move something out of their backyard that they may have hinted about 3 months ago. Do that thing really, really well. And it will light you up. It will fuel you to continue to look for ways to show up for life. So that was a few weeks ago. And then I offered you the opportunity to make one small change that has been gnawing at you, that's been stirring inside of you, whether it be professionally or personally, in a relationship, in just your own spirituality. Make that one small change today. Last week, I spoke about jumping patterns, how when we jump out of our familiar patterns, we wake up. We wake up to this unconscious hamster wheel that we're running on. So starting to notice your patterns. These are all just ways to look at life from different perspectives. They're not right. There are no shoulds. They're just opportunities. And so today I just come to you to say, I'm just doing my thing here. I'm just standing up in front of the mic and learning and exploring and experimenting with this experience of life that we all share. And if I can share something and share an insight that will help you to then share with others, boy, that will make me happy. And I don't ever need to know that it happened. So I don't have the answers. I do know that life is precious. I do know that it goes by very, very fast. And I do know that if we can continue to stay curious, if I can continue to stay curious about what's holding me back, about what's not working, about areas that I'm being called to lean into, and stay very, very nimble there on the verge, on the very verge of this next moment, then my intelligence, my genius, my potential will continue to flow through me and to speak through me in these podcasts, in my work, in my relationships, in just my everyday waking up and showing up. So I am so appreciative of this platform. More and more people are listening, and I'm so excited, not because it makes me feel popular, but because it gives me the confidence to know that something I'm saying is helping, is triggering, is prodding you inside to listen more and more. So thank you all. Share with a friend if you so feel called, if you think somebody may like this. And I'm going to put some of these books and people that I talked about in the show notes, because I stand on the shoulders of the teachers I have studied with, I have read about, I have worked with. I stand on the shoulders of everyone that has graced me, actually. And so I want to share their work as well with you. And thank you all. We will take a look next time at another facet of this incredible prism called our brilliant lives.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.